preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Country folks can survive. We're on the air, folks. Thanks for joining us. It is. Well, the date's pretty easy and pretty significant. 9/11/17. So it's been 16 years.
Oh, that one.
And I'm going to mention the engineer. I've got a little bit of a feedback loop there, engineer. Okay, all right. Boy, I'll tell you, folks, the engineers at RBN do wonders. There was a feedback loop there, and the engineer just fixed it. So,
okay.
Good deal. Okay, Paul, I was just mentioning the significance of the date, 9/11/17, 16 years since the attack on New York City, and which is still uninvestigated, still covered up. And so I would like to just throw out there for anybody who does not yet have it bookmarked in their favorites, please add to your favorites AE911truth.org. AE911truth.org. And the AE stands for Architects and Engineers. A lot of them. That's the significance of this website. It's not just that Richard Gage, the creator, who is himself an architect, practicing licensed architect in Berkeley, California. It's not just that he has a lot of truth on this website, which he does, but the power, the impact of the website is that what he has done is marshaled 2,909 licensed, certified architects and engineers to sign a petition stating what I said at the opening, that 9/11 is still uninvestigated, and they go beyond that. Here's what they have all signed. On behalf of the people of the United States of America, 2,909 folks, architects and engineers, real practicing architects and engineers, some of them retired, but all licensed, the undersigned architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, hereby petition for and demand a truly independent investigation with subpoena power in order to uncover the full truth surrounding the events of 9/11/01, specifically the collapses of the World Trade Center towers and Building 7. We believe there is sufficient doubt about the official story, and therefore the 9/11 investigation must be reopened and must include a full inquiry into the possible use of explosives that might have been the actual cause of the destruction of the World Trade Center Twin Towers and Building 7.
Wow.
Now, folks, think about it. You and I, well, some of you are architects and engineers, but 99-point-something% of us are not. That's a big deal. My dad was an architect. It's a big deal to be a licensed architect or engineer. It takes a lot of years. There's a lot at stake there. And you protect that license with your life. It is your life. You don't practice as an engineer or architect without that license and certification. Imagine then, folks, what a big deal it is, what a giant step it is for one of these men or women to sign the petition I just read. They're
also
saying
a big risk.
Yeah.
That's a great way to lose your PE license if some power that be person singles you out. Say you're part of architects and engineers. Screw you, pal. Your career with us is over.
Yes. Now, the miracle continues that Richard Gage has wrought. None of his architects or engineers have lost their licenses. They've lost their jobs. So This is a man who has I'll just use the term, well, he's been successful, put it that way. In other words, he's not flying a kamikaze mission. He has kept this organization of architects and engineers together through the years. It continues to grow, and the pressure mounts. It doesn't go away. You know, there's no statute of limitations on fraud or murder or a bunch of other things. This is a fraud that's been perpetrated on all of us, and it's never going to go away. And Richard Gage is keeping the pressure on. I've met him in two different places. I met him in New York City, in the Lower East Side, at a fantastic seminar he gave to hundreds of us. And then I met him again at the, I think it was Presbyterian Church in Los Angeles, where he gave a presentation. But what a man, what an organization. And 2,909 of these professionals, they are, you know, as their voices increase, think about it, folks. You may yourself, here's the other power of this. It's not just that they're architects and engineers. They are the technical experts on this subject. So you and I and other laymen, I am of the belief. I believe World Trade Center 7 cannot be explained in its free fall collapse to the earth by anything other than controlled demolition. But I have never had anything to do with controlled demolition. I have never designed a building or engineered a building. So I'm a layman. And so my opinion is a peanut gallery opinion, not for these 2,909 professionals. This is their life. So when they see, when they look at the same data that I look at on AE911truth.org, they have an actual professional expert opinion. And they say we're being lied to. Now, let's go to the, how big is this? How big a deal is this? Well, if somebody, if we've been lied to, and our government has covered this up for these 16 years, oh my gosh, when the lid blows on this thing, Paul, look out.
I know, you know, in fairness, there's only 24 hours in the day, and Donald Trump's been under so much attack since he took office. But we do know that he has his serious doubts about the elitist version of 9/11. And I'm hoping that, you know, when things calm down and he's achieved some of the things he wants to, that he will start that investigation. And as you say, the lid's going to blow off this. I'm no technician. I mean, that was not my educational background. But I remember going to a David Irving Real History conference probably in 2002 just outside Cincinnati. And he had an Air Force demolitions expert who explained that the way the buildings fell could only have been done by controlled demolition. And then, of course, there's the great mystery, which people, I mean, the lamestream explanations have no explanation for. And that's how the other building just managed to tumble. Was it, emotional support? They thought, well, those two fell, well, I think I'll fall down too. it's preposterous.
Yes, Paul, folks, is talking about WTC-7. I have stood on the ground of WTC-7 and stood next to its replacement, which is another almost identical or very similar 47-story building. Folks, I don't know where you live. It's unlikely wherever you live that there is a 47-story building anywhere in your city. That is huge. Only New York City and a few cities have buildings that tall.
That's right.
This WTC-7 is a huge skyscraper which was not touched by planes, was not touched by any significant fire. It had little tiny, you know, office fires, you know, papers burning, you know, file cabinets burning in just a few of the hundreds and hundreds of offices in the tower. It was designed to withstand hurricanes and airplanes and fires all at the same time and not fall. And all those architects and engineers know that. They know that it's an impossibility that this building, watch the video, thank goodness somebody got video of this thing falling. Watch the video of this 47-story structure falling at free fall speed. That means there's nothing resisting its fall. It simply crashes into its own footprint. Not slowly, not in pieces or sections, just poof, the whole thing comes down. And if, folks, if this was a controlled demolition, as all of these architects and engineers believe, whoever did it was somebody with a lot of power and with a lot of capability. So the first nominee, really, for who might have done this, for most people, is Mossad. That's the a second nominee would be really evil forces within our own government. That would be nominee number two. But some penny ante player, no way. This is not something that some guy in a turban in a cave in Afghanistan did. This is somebody on the inside. And at the rally I was at, and I think it was around 2008, I was in New York City for a 9/11 protest rally, and we were at the foot of the replacement World Trade Center 7, where the owner has his offices, and we were yelling his name out with bullhorns because he had to be in on this because he owns all these buildings. He had just bought them before they came down. They were
Larry Silverstein.
Yes, and so we chanted at the foot of the building there with our bullhorns. There were hundreds of us. We chanted, "Oh, Larry! Oh, Larry!" It was really fun. Yeah. And we know he could hear us, up up there high in his own building. Larry knows what happened, and he's still alive. And whoever did this, they're still alive, and they know
and
what happened.
They're still very prosperous and very rich and doing business like nothing ever happened.
And then, folks, you go to motive. The best explanation for motive is people who have refer back to the PNAC, the Project for a New American Century. This is a neocon authored piece that appeared shortly before the Trade Towers came down. And in it, the author states, what we need is another Pearl Harbor in order to galvanize the American people, sort of, a knee-jerk reaction.
Galvanize is another word for deceive, James.
Yeah. To get the American people to buy into a war for Israel in the Middle East.
I remember just before 9/11, public opinion was becoming much more sympathetic to the Palestinians. And one of the those media moments that did it was a picture of a Palestinian man crouching, trying to shelter his 12-year-old son from an Israeli soldier who was coming at him with a rifle and kind of waving his hands and saying, no, no, no. And the soldier shot and killed the boy. The boy wasn't armed and so on. That sickened a lot of people. That wasn't the only thing, but public opinion was becoming quite critical of Israel and more sympathetic to the Palestinians in their struggle to get the country back. And it's very interesting that along comes 9/11, and of course it's all blamed on the Arabs. And after that, American public opinion really swung very, very, in a very hostile manner. They were saying, well, even though nobody ever seriously claimed that Saddam Hussein had anything to do with 9/11, even the mainstream story didn't blame him for that. In fact, he was a strong opponent of Al-Qaeda. They hated him as a backsliding, whiskey-drinking Muslim. By a year later, over 50% of Americans thought Saddam Hussein had something to do with it. And that kind of softened up the brains for the eventual war in 2003 that George W. Launched against Iraq because it had weapons of mass destruction, which we now find out was a total lie. They knew it was a lie. And But you know, enough Americans had been angered at all those goddamned Arabs. When it turns out, you know, it was not Saddam Hussein who did it, and you know, it may not have been Arabs at all. That you know, I don't have a firm idea of exactly how it happened, but I think definitely the Israelis were in there up to their.
If Paul, if you knew exactly how it happened, you would be dead right now.
don't wish for things like that.
Yeah, excuse me. If you knew exactly how it happened and they knew that you knew, you would be dead. So thank goodness Paul doesn't know. But the there's a lot of moving pieces here. One of them, you mentioned one of them, Paul, that is that Donald Trump has expressed as a builder, a magnificent builder of buildings, of huge buildings, bigger than World Trade Center 7. At the time that WTC 7 came down in what we believe is a controlled demolition, Donald Trump was watching that on television and meeting with his architects designing what he intended to be the world's tallest building in Chicago,
right.
His Trump Tower. And he said right there, then and there, Let's scale it down, boys. We do not want to be the world's tallest building after this. He actually scaled his magnificent Trump Tower down right there. And he has said, you know, this we don't know the answer here. He has actually said, I don't like the official version of what happened. And, of course, the reason is he's a builder. He's like these 2,909 architects and engineers. He is, in effect, an architect and an engineer. He supervises hundreds of these folks. He's a real expert. He's a real genius. And so we know that as our president, he is he's on board for a reinvestigation. And as you say, Paul, he's got to clear his deck a little bit before he can get any breathing room to do such a thing. Then in terms of other pieces, moving pieces on the board here, Donald Trump's a big supporter of Israel and the existence of Israel. So there's no appearance anywhere that he would, but he has said some great things. He's met with Abbas of the Palestinian, on the Palestinian side, and he has said, I want peace in Israel. Peace between the Palestinians and the Israelis, and I want both sides to really, truly negotiate, not just one side. So again, this is unprecedented, politically incorrect to say that.
Yeah.
But then the wars, Donald Trump has also said the wars, this is amazing that we heard this from a presidential candidate who won, folks. Donald Trump stood on the stage with Jeb Bush, the brother of Bush number two, and the son of Bush number one, and Donald Trump said the wars in the Middle East were stupid,
yeah.
They did not serve American interests. Folks, you can't say that and be a presidential candidate in politically correct America. You're saying, you are making such a sweeping condemnation of these past presidents that it's mind-boggling what Donald Trump did, and he managed to get that out and to say it repeatedly. And guess what? He ended up having Hillary in her campaign saying, oh, yeah, I was against those wars, too, which she was not, of course. But Donald Trump carried the day. His argument that the wars were stupid, he just made it happen by getting up on a stage and saying it. And the truth of the matter, the truth. And then he goes in, he says, 6 trillion, folks, 6 trillion and counting. That's your treasure, your taxes, your future blown. That's the cost of the wars. He says with $6 trillion, we could have rebuilt America's entire infrastructure 3 times.
Now, isn't that heartbreaking, you know, that the American infrastructure that dates from the Second World War or just after, it so desperately needs to be rebuilt and to fritter away $6 billion on a war for Israel. Absurd.
Yeah. We've got a little break here on the commemoration day of 9/11. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back, folks. We're not as politically incorrect as we used to be, thanks to Donald John Trump. Just a little bit of summary here. I looked it up during the break here. The Project for the New American Century and the neoconservatives who created this thing, it's a who's who of really of the never Trumpers. Here are the signatories. Just to go through a few of them: Elliot Abrams, Dick Cheney, Jeb Bush, Elliot Cohen, Midge Dekter, Paul Dobriansky, Steve Forbes, Donald Kagan, Scooter Libby,
With the exception of Forbes, all the names you're ticking off are strong supporters of that New Century Project.
Yes.
Dead end Israel firsters, and almost all of them, except for Forbes, are not from County Tipperary.
Yeah, Paul Wolfowitz, Donald Rumsfeld's in there, Stephen Rosen, and Norman Podhoretz. But and the real brain behind it, the guy who really hated Donald Trump more than anybody on television during the 2016 campaign.
Yes, William.
William Kristol, the co-founder and chairman. His co-founder was Robert Kagan. And they called for a Pearl Harbor-like event. In the report they wrote, it was a report they wrote in 1996. They called for war with Iraq. They called for the destruction of Saddam Hussein. They called for war with Syria. That's an interesting one that's kind of missed mention because it's been a while now. But that came to pass as well, the war with Syria. And the overthrow of these stable governments like Saddam Hussein's and the Assad regime in Syria. These are stable governments that these never Trumpers, they wanted those overthrown, and they wanted to use, as the Malaysian Prime Minister, Muammar, let's see, what was his name? He said America has been used as a proxy. The American army has been used as a proxy for Israel. I forget the name of the Prime Minister of Malaysia. It's Mohammed Mahathir, something like that.
Mahathir.
Yes. But anyway, that's all come to pass. So let's go back to where we began with this. Donald Trump, he is open to reinvestigating 9/11. He's let us know that in the past in his statements. And if this happens, and if it turns out that there was a deliberate attack in which over 3,000 Americans were murdered, and trillions of dollars of American treasure, and then tens of thousands of other Americans, soldiers wounded, thousands killed in wars. This, whoever did it, couldn't run fast enough to escape the wrath of the American people.
If it turns out, and I believe it will, that there was an inside collusion, if not collusion, then cover-up, I think that there will be many messy adult diapers in the deep state where Trump announces a real investigation.
Yeah, anyone associated with the act itself or the cover-up after the act, it would be finished. Absolutely. I mean, they would be lucky to get life sentences. They'd be lucky in prison. They'd be saying, thank you, Lord, for not that I'm still alive, I'm still breathing. That's how bad it would be for these people who were involved. And as I say, this is not a penny-ante operation. So this is some major state player did 9/11 to us. And we'll talk about more about that and take your calls right after this break on the commemoration day.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is not the Moody Blues show. Welcome back, and let me connecting a few dots in our limited time here in the brief hour we have together on this commemoration day of the attack on America, the attack on you. The question is, who attacked you on 9/11/2001? And we really don't know.
That's the question. We don't know.
We don't know. But I think it's fair to say, you know, that something is just prima facie, it can't have been a bit player. For instance, if the buildings, all three of these amazing, huge buildings were brought down with controlled demolition, somebody had to be so powerful that they could wire those buildings, which would take weeks and weeks to do that. And it would take scores of employees to do all of that wiring. It would take tons of devices miles of wire or electronic devices, thousands of electronic devices, to cut all those girders, this would have to be somebody with who had access to billions of dollars. Well, and armies of people and military expertise, up the wazoo. Well, how many people can say that of themselves? I think only the Israeli government and the American government. That's it. I don't think there are any other candidates in this matter. Now let's connect another dot. Let's connect this.
Before we do that, I'll tell you one of the things that caused me to doubt almost from the very beginning. Al-Qaeda is a fairly sophisticated terrorist organization. And the experience of terrorist organizations is you may commit an outrage, and the initial reaction will be to unite most of your enemy against you. People, no matter how much you hurt them, they'll be furious. People will pull together. America first, damn the whole, whatever, the Arabs or whatever. If you're going to succeed, you have to be able to keep hitting them, because only that will wear down the spear. And after a while, we'll say, people will say, "Uncle, okay, what do we need to do to stop this?" This was a lesson learned by the Irish Republican Army. Now, the fascinating thing was, after 9/11, there was no follow-up.
Well, also, there's another fingerprint. That's a good fingerprint, Paul, but there's an even, I think, more compelling fingerprint. Generally, these terrorist actions involve, it is penny, that's the wrong word to use, but it's amateur. It's 100 pounds of explosives. It's one crazy person willing to blow himself up. It's one truck. And that's it. There isn't more to it than that. It's not something big enough to do what happened on 9/11. By the way, we haven't even gotten into the stand down of air defenses, the flights of these planes. There's so many pieces. We just talked about one really compelling aspect, which is the free fall of World Trade Center 7. But let me connect another dot now, and that is, does Donald Trump have what it takes to reopen this investigation? Let's listen to Steve Bannon, who was on 60 Minutes on Sunday while we were broadcasting. And here's Steve Bannon. Is he tough enough to take this on? Yes, he is. Listen to him on Sunday.
Received you today because you have a media image.
The media image, I think, is pretty accurate. I'm a street fighter. That's what I am.
More than that.
No, I think I'm a street fighter. And by the way, I think that's why Donald Trump and I get along so well. Donald Trump's a fighter. Great counterpuncher. He's a fighter. I'm going to be his wingman outside for the entire time to protect.
So you'll not be attacking Donald Trump in your role.
Our purpose is to support Donald Trump. By the way,
and destroy his enemies.
To make sure his enemies know that there's no free shot on goal. By the way, after the Charlottesville situation, that's what I told General Kelly. I was the only guy that came out and tried to defend him. I was the only guy that said he's talking about something, taking it up to a higher level. Where did this all go? Where does this end? Does it end?
Now, I'm going to pause it right there because Steve Bannon, and the reason I played that, Steve Bannon was called by Sebastian Gorka the second most powerful man in the world, because now that he's out of the West Wing, he has a tremendous ability to maneuver as the head of Breitbart, which he is now, and as Donald Trump's trusted strategist. The two men really do get along. And Donald Trump really does like the thinking of Steve Bannon. So is Steve Bannon, the man you just heard, is he the kind of guy who would risk his life and go for the truth on 9/11? Yes, he is. And that's my sense of it. And, we use the term, what's needed outside the Trump administration is wingmen. That was the term we used on Sunday. I didn't know that Steve Bannon was using the very same image while we were talking. He said, I'm going to be a wingman for Donald Trump outside the administration. And that's what he needs. And also, he started to talk about Charlottesville there. And what Bannon accused the white nationalist movement of doing in this interview, very powerful segment of the interview. We won't have time for all of it, but he accuses the white nationalist movement of sponging basically. He doesn't use that word, but surfing, taking advantage of the Trump revolution and trying to catch energy from it by, you know, Charlottesville, he uses as an example, where the media likes to equate Donald Trump with neo-Nazi things. And so if there's a somebody who actually is a neo-Nazi, actually is self-proclaimed, you know, who says things like Sieg Heil and likes to do that, who then says, I support Donald Trump, Charlie Rose and the media eat that up. And Steve Bannon points that out in this interview really forcefully, very clearly, as no one else has. He says, this is you guys, Charlie Rose. This is you finding a person out there who America doesn't like. America doesn't like neo-Nazis, does not like people who, you know, like to say Sieg Heil in their meetings. He said, you guys put these guys on national television and your effort is to wreck Trump. That's what you're trying to do. And the so Bannon, boy, he nailed it on that one. And the here, let me just let's tune into just a little more of Bannon here. But it's a good interview on 60 Minutes. It's worth a listen. And I am going to let's see here. I'm just going to. Well, I know what I neglected to do. Let you folks know how you can reach us. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And let me say that in the wingman metaphor, what I am attempting with this show is to do what Steve Bannon talked about. Be a wingman for the greatest president we will ever see in our lifetimes. Help him out. He wants to control our borders. That's our goal. Help him achieve that. Don't hurt him. Help him. And the and I think that's the place of the whole Patriot movement, all aspects of it, everything from the homeschooling movement to the no wars for Israel to, you know, on down the list of various things, end the Fed, Ron Paul's revolution, all these different, the Second Amendment movement, the National Rifle Association, all of these groups, Donald Trump supports their goals, what they want to achieve. And so they need to do the best they can to help the man who is the best shot any of us are going to have at achieving those goals. Now, if we support Donald Trump and he gets a lot of success in these 8 years, seven and a half more to go, then we can go to, you know, if that's successful, then the next stage can be successful, or it can then happen. Somebody in addition to and beyond Donald Trump will emerge from all of that, a whole group of people, a whole Senate or House full of heroic, actual patriots will emerge. Those will be, as Bannon just said, the wingmen. There you go with that. 800-313-9443 if you want to get a call in. George, you had a comment?
Wow. Well, listen to all the 911 thing. The architects and engineers, about the only thing they debate anymore is just precisely what sort of explosives were used to bring down all three of the buildings.
Yes.
I like the way you framed it, James, and that the only way to have pulled this off is to have been the biggest financial force in the world.
And yes.
Yeah, did it take weeks? Probably months, perhaps even years to get everything just right underneath the buildings. I mean, they published all kinds of great stuff. I mean, like fluorine tanks in the sub basements with the explosives placed right next to them. But you're all over that.
Well, folks, yeah,
Paul Craig Roberts had the great way. He said, 10 illiterate cave dwellers from Afghanistan or whatever. No, they weren't the ones who did this.
Yes. And the Boy, Paul, you alluded to it. You know, Donald Trump does not have enough breathing room right now to be able to open this chapter. Just really does not.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Because we have plenty of people on our side that beat him up every day, say, "My guy, he's been there 7 months and he hasn't fixed everything in sight. How come he hasn't brought the 911 people to justice and cured world hunger and cancer and everything else?"
Yes, he's got to get the wall built. He's got to deal with the Never Trumpers in the House, and of course, these are the people who has been not investigating 9/11 for these 16 years. Well, why hasn't some hero appeared in the House or the Senate? I'm trying to think if Ron Paul even took a stand on this.
I've never heard him do it.
I don't think he did. And one possible motive, folks, is, anybody that grasps all that's going on here, it would occur, I might die. I might die championing this cause.
Glad you mentioned that. I was just about to say that. You know, Clinton types, if you cross them enough, you will wind up face down in a ditch. Yeah. And, you know, the people who pulled off 911, they'd liquidate you in a New York minute.
Well, and the answer is lots of wingmen. In other words, if you're perceived by the enemy as being the one key guy, we can knock you out. We can terminate this threat. Yeah. You don't want to be that key guy. You want to have lots of people supporting you, so that lots of radio shows. So knocking out Kelso isn't gonna do any big thing for the enemy. You want to have lots of radio shows, lots of everything, lots of publications, lots of websites, lots of people, and that's what these Trump rallies. This is why the enemy is pissing in their boots. Is that the Trump rallies with typically 25,000 and 35,000 people, and that's easy for Donald Trump to generate. If he wanted to do Soldier Field rallies or Notre Dame Stadium rallies,
even Yankee Stadium, he could fill it. He could fill it in 5 days' notice.
Yes, and with roaring supporters, this has them terrified, because now those are all wingmen. That's what they are, and knocking off the top guy or the one guy doesn't end the threat to our enemies. So that's go ahead, Paul.
I think it's very important, much as it would stroke all our egos if you or I or somebody else is indispensable. That's very dangerous, as you're saying, to be indispensable, because that's an open invitation to the dark forces to eliminate you. But if there are many voices, that becomes much more difficult. And I think that's what's driving them frantic.
Yes.
Not quite the same topic, but it is. Ever since Trump, there have been a lot of little anti-immigration protests up here in Canada. Almost every weekend, in some city this past weekend, we held one outside the constituency office of our Muslim Somali refugee immigration lawyer and lobbyist from the Somali community. He's also our immigration minister outside of his constituency office. But it's happening all over. And so this actually makes all of our lives a little safer, because until fairly recently, there were only a few, I won't give the number, but anti-immigration leaders in Canada. A determined state takes out a couple of guys with, charges under a notorious hate law or something like that, and you cripple the movement. Well, now there are people popping up all over.
Yes, yes.
And that's our safety, and I think we should be encouraging more of the alternative media.
Yes, and folks, another word for that is the Trump phenomenon.
George's idea of getting with some of the big boys to take it mainstream with our own television network.
Yes, and that's what Steve Bannon is. He apparently is now in the process of doing that. We mentioned Robert Mercer, who's got a lot of money, one of the big boys. Of course, Donald Trump has a lot of money too, And he wants a competing network. So Donald Trump may, or his people directly associated with him, they may be instrumental in financing this this network. But the you know, and Paul knows what he's talking about, folks, because you know, I've worried about your safety, Paul, and of course the you know, Paul at many times has been an obvious kind of, well, you know, in those votes in the House of Representatives, frequently Ron Paul, there'd be a vote of 430-1. And you knew, anytime you saw a vote with that one, you knew it was Ron Paul. He was very exposed. And he actually quit the House for a while, I think, as a result.
Traficant was pretty exposed, too.
Yep, Traficant.
Oh, yeah, it was. Yep.
We're going to be right back, folks, with Bruce in Texas. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, folks, and we've only got just a couple minutes left in the show. We've tried to cover this commemoration here of the attack on 9/11, 2001, 16 years ago. My, that's, time is flying, Paul. That's a long time. The We've got a caller, Bruce in Texas. Bruce, can you hear my voice?
I sure can. How do you hear me?
Bruce, thank you for calling, and what's on your mind today?
Yes, I'll make it as quick as possible. I mentioned before, it's been several months that I was an EMT paramedic on the day of 9/11, and in the years that followed, there were a series of FOIA videos that were forced to be released to the public domain. And the corporation, the EMS corporation that I worked for, a private company, was American Medical Response. And I just gotten off duty at that morning. And as I looked through the FOIA video, I found one of our ambulances looked like exactly like the one I served on, was crushed under the rubble of the South Tower. And so this date has always meant a lot to me. And I heard something on a wrench show several months ago that I like to throw
and
out.
As an EMT, and let me tell you, as an EMT, Bruce, you have to really, it has to be gut-wrenching for you to hear the story. I've stood in the fire stations in right around the World Trade Center, and those men in those fire stations, they all their walls are covered with plaques saluting their fallen comrades. These men actually went up those buildings. I mean, just absolutely courageous. They climbed those stairs of those burning buildings to try to help people, and of course they died. And America, the fury of America. I mean, you, as an EMT, you know, you understand that it's, you're trying to save lives,
yeah.
And you understand,
yeah,
these
men.
Yeah, with all this equipment and this oxygen and lugging these hoses, they're climbing those.
Yeah.
They're climbing the stairs while people are trying to get down, and they're trying to help people, and they fall. They fall at free fall speed in those buildings, the most horrible death, you know, while their loved ones are watching on TV, you know, screaming at home as they watch their loved ones being crushed in those buildings. The fury, when it's found out who did this to those men, people like you, the fury will be limitless. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, there was a huge fight, and I don't want to pin it on the NYPD. I think they had probably had, I know they were telling people to evacuate. You could see that in the video. It's coming down before the buildings collapse. And actually, they got the word to the pumpers and ladder trucks, because they started blowing their horns before the collapses started, and sirens.
Well, you know, Bruce, one reason they went up.
There was a huge fist fight between the, yeah, go ahead.
Bruce, one reason they went up is that all those firefighters and EMTs, they're trained in New York City. They're the best trained firefighters in the history in the world. They know that a steel frame skyscraper cannot fall as a result of a plane crash or a fire. It's impossible, folks, and they know it. They're trained in it, and so they did not expect a fall because it's impossible. Only a controlled demolition can do that. Well, we'll talk more about that. There's a lot to talk about, Bruce. Thank you. And everybody, we'll see you again tomorrow night.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. Angioprim. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.